chương trình phát thanh dành cho đồng bào Việt Nam ở xa tổ quốc.
Hey. Welcome to the Hot Podcast, where Vietnam laughs with the world. I'm your host, Nghĩa
Mai.
In our show, a group of Vietnamese comics discuss Vietnam-related topics with special guests who have chosen Vietnam to work, to travel, or to find their roots. So, what is it like being in school in a pandemic? What kind of shenanigans we had in our school days? The cheatings, hopes and dreams, and even school fights. In this episode, class is in session with our special guest, the Mexican-American and Hanoi Station class clown, Eric Garcia. He will share with us stories from his school days, the differences between schools in Vietnam and the U.S., and the future of education. Let the learning begin.
Right. Welcome to our show. Welcome to this week's episode. It's a special edition. It's the back to school edition of the Hot Podcast.
There we go.
It's going to be great. Class is in session, everyone. We're just going to do a roll call for this week's panel. This week we have returning to us is the Belgian devil, Huy Doan.
That's the right reaction. Yes.
Yep, I know.
Very good. And then straight out of DC is the Leon Nguyen.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And also joining us this week is our special guest. He's a really cool guy, a rising star in the Hanoi comedy scene, and was also the runner-up to the 2019 Vietnam Comedy Competition. Please welcome Eric Garcia.
Hey, guys. Thank you guys for having me out.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, how are you guys doing? How are things in your corners of the world?
Good. I like the fact that I'm the only one in Vietnam right now. You guys are Vietnamese, but I'm here.
That's called gentrification, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, man. Gentrifying Hanoi.
Exporting. You know, we're exporting culture.
Mm-hmm. No joke. I met somebody today whose job was spatial awareness expert. She's a spatial awareness expert here in Hanoi. She basically goes into businesses and tells them how to rearrange their business, or like restaurants, how to rearrange their restaurants. So yeah, Hanoi is well and gentrified right now. So
this is where you put your chair.
Yeah, be prepared to pay for $5 pho when you come back.
Well, we don't really have to do that. Like, right, we just use our southern accent and we would just pay right away the $5. Well,
if we come to Hanoi, we're going to get hella ripped out, man. Going to be like $50 pho.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I had like 10 pounds pho in London. And I wanted to throw the ball at the guy, the waiter.
Yeah.
This is not what my mom has made. You know.
Exactly.
But yeah, anyway, so we're just going to start with our first segment. Before we get into anything, we have some ground rules we have to cover first. So for this show, we have a zero tolerance policy on puns.
Bah, 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 bah.
So if any of you make a pun, you will have to mute yourself for 1 minute. Right. Yeah. Everyone got that?
Yeah, you got it. No puns.
Right, cool. Yes. Actually, we're gonna play a little mini game. It's a little improv game. So when was last time you giggled like a Japanese schoolgirl? That's not what I'm guessing.
Man, that's a sick question, man. Every day.
So Eric, when was the last time you giggled like a Japanese schoolgirl?
Oh man, I don't know. It probably had to be earlier, like this morning. I was doing a writer's group with some comedians and we were sharing jokes, and one of the new comedians, I'm not gonna tell their joke, but they just, you know when like they just catch you so off guard and you just like have to giggle your ass off for a while? That's it.
Very nice. Leo, when was the last time you giggled like a Japanese schoolgirl?
Man. If you're not giggling like a Japanese schoolgirl, you're not doing life right, you know? That's just fact. And the last time that I giggled like a Japanese schoolgirl is when I met a Japanese schoolgirl. That's who his girlfriend. Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Oh, actually, right into the heart.
It's actually very funny because I go to high school with Queen's girlfriend. So that's some random ass shit.
But you guys only met, right? Just met, and you guys didn't do anything at all, right?
They made it.
Well, I mean, we met, and then, you know, something happened, you know.
Yeah, let's see.
Giggle to another
Japanese schoolgirl.
You may giggle a lot.
Oh.
Right, Hui, when was the last time you giggled like a Japanese schoolgirl?
I think the last time I giggled like a Japanese girl when I was like, you know, like when I scored a goal, when I was playing like some FIFA soccer with some of my friends. So I was trying. Yeah, I got one. Yeah, so yeah.
I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah. We used to skip out a lot of the times to go to one of those PlayStation stores.
Oh, PES, yeah.
Yeah, just play. Yeah, it's nice stuff.
Yeah, man. Jump the fence. Everything.
Oh, yeah. For me, the last time I giggled like a Japanese schoolgirl was actually from a comedy show I went.
Yeah.
So this guy, he did his set. So his set is quite surreal. He actually asked the audience, "Want to hear a joke?"
Okay.
And then the joke was, "What is a radical feminist's favorite fruit?"
Okay.
And then he said, "Mango."
Okay.
Does Nyamai need to mute himself, or yeah. Is he all right?
Oh, no, it's not, I'm not. Well, it's not mine, but you know,
it's come from your mouth.
No, we can't. No,
but yeah, I broke down like a schoolgirl, so. There you go. Thanks, you guys, for playing this game. So back in your school days, what were some of the weird games you played?
Like, just like with your friends and stuff like that?
Yeah, with your friends.
Oh, man. I mean, in high school, we didn't really, it was all cliquey, man. So, like, you just hung out with your clique, you hung out with your crew, and it was just too cool for school. But I remember in my homeroom, my friends that I would sit with in homeroom, we would every year, because you have the same homeroom for 4 years.
Mm.
And
every
year during Lent, the Catholic holiday, during Lent, we would all make a pact on what we would give up for Lent. And you know, being 14-year-old, 15-, 16-, 17-year-old boys, our most creative mind was like, let's see if we can go without masturbating for 4 days.
Let's do it.
Never forget, like, we didn't last a week and a half, like
that's pretty long.
I'll never forget we did it, and like 2 days pass and we sit down and my buddy Manny goes, I'm out. I was like, what? And we're like, what? He's like, I'm out. I'm done. I lost. Fuck, man. Dude, it's only been 2 days.
My hands are tight.
That Friday hit. My buddy Juan, I'm out. And then I was out that Sunday. And then my buddy Danny was out like the next Wednesday or something like that. Yeah. Not a smart thing to do.
Yeah, man. This was way before Pornhub and those kind of things. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. This was less. Yeah, we had to work for it. Like we committed to breaking this. You know.
Yeah, we kind of used to do that too. You know, like me and my friends, and we used to pass around our USB that has like a 1 terabyte folder of homework.
God damn.
But it was only like, you know, like the first week at school, and it's very suspicious about the whole thing.
What about you, Leo?
Weird games? This is like a super fucked up game. So if you piss anyone off, or you know, if you just kind of being yourself and that's just pissed people enough, like there's four guys will haul each of your limbs.
Ooh.
And they will yank you into the basketball pole. Your legs. And that is called yang gao, which is like beating the rice.
Yeah.
And you know, this is just and you say, oh shit.
Damn.
It's not just four people gang up on you, it's the whole school.
Yeah.
It's the whole fucking like 80 person hunt you down and then brought you to the basketball pole, and then people are like, it's like a fucking like ritual, tribal, man. It's like a fucking tribal. Like,
your
pain
starts coming out. Just
Lord of the Fly shit.
Jesus, man.
So Hui, you mentioned that you did something similar, right?
Yeah. We are in our district. We call it bumding.
Oh, bumding. Yes.
Yeah. Which in English is electric pumping.
It's like a taser.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking back to like middle school and stuff like that. Middle school people would just fight in the middle school. Like once a week there would just be a fight, and we just watch.
like a racial thing or like just something else? Like,
well, we were all Mexican, so it couldn't be racial. There was no.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I guess,
like brown on brown crime.
Yeah. Vietnamese crime is not crime. It's just how we do.
Communication. We would clown, like we were clowns. And one thing I always like laughed at is when it was a fight with two dudes, like, you know who won and who lost. And they would tell you, you know? Mm-hmm. And when it was a fight between two girls, neither would admit that they lost. Like, one girl would like rock up the next day with black eye, missing hair, like just like all fucked up. Like, what happened? And no matter what, every girl would say the same thing. Oh, I fucked her up. Like, just it. Like, no, just always winning.
Should have seen the other one.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why.
That's dope. That's gangster.
Yeah, that's why we need a referee for this kind of fight, right?
Otherwise, we did regulate school fights, man. We really do. It's about time.
Actually, back in school, we played some weird games as well. You know, you might be familiar with some of this game. One of them is being bullied.
Oh, that's a good game.
Very good game. You know, the one where you actually made the kids with the speaking problem cry.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's why you moved to international school, right?
No, because
he needs to be bullied by white kids. That's,
yeah. I know.
Oh, God. I'm so glad I never went to a white school. Those kids are vicious. One thing I appreciate, because I used to be in a bunch of after school programs and like athletic, few sports teams. So we would see other schools, man. And the shit that the white schools used to do to each other was a fucking cakewalk. Like, the way they would treat each other was horrible. So, yeah, I would, being bullied by white kids, I'd imagine that's a whole different devil to deal with. Like, we would just be like, look, I don't like you, I'm gonna fight you. And that's cool, like, that's it. You know what's coming, you know?
Yeah, I think it was not even like the physical abuse, it's more the emotional abuse, you know? You're poor.
Like, my school qualified for free lunches. So a lot of us, like, we're below the poverty line. So we couldn't bully each other like that. Like, oh, you're so broke. You broke too, man. We're in the same fucking world. Like, no shit. We're all broke. I saw your house. It's right next to mine. That's one thing I appreciated about growing up broke. Nobody could shit on you for being broke.
Did you guys cheat a lot during your exams?
Of course.
No.
No. But yeah.
No one is going to track your record again, man. I'm just asking an honest question, man. Just tell me.
Nah, that's the it's like cheating is like a very prominent part of being a student in Vietnam. It's built character too. It's like a whole class is turning the notebook by their feet. They just turn it by the feet. They look down. There's like a whole culture of they call it foul, which is like a
lifeboat.
So like you go into a photocopy shop and you would take like 5 pages of the book and you told them, hey, make this small and transparent. Bitch, what the fuck? It's like this big, all transparent. So like and some kid would like tape it onto their water bottle.
Oh yeah.
I'm just gonna drink some water real quick.
Yeah. So it's quite funny because I used to be involved with a Boy Scout, and one of the skills that you obviously learn as a Boy Scout is Morse code. What's Morse code? And someone actually suggested that we should use Morse code in exams. You can imagine you write it, you want to ask your someone for the answer, you just like just tap on the
exactly.
table.
Exactly. There's a code, definitely. Look to the right, A, look to the left, B, up, C, down, D. Yeah.
Oh man. I remember I had a dumb shit like I was pretty smart in class and I didn't cheat, but people would try to cheat off me. And I had this one friend, Miguel, like he did it in the most obvious way that it pissed me off. Because it's like, bitch, don't drag me down with you. He's like, Like, he was literally doing this in class, and the teacher was looking right at us, and I'm just like, I was so pissed off. Oh, man. My first year teaching, I had one of the best moments. I caught a kid cheating in my class, and I was like, oh, sweet. Like, that's it. That's 10%. Like, don't even 10% off your test. Like, I wasn't cheating. I was like, I just saw you cheat on number three. Like, and I pointed to the one. It's like, I just saw you cheat on this question. And he looks me dead in the eyes. Like, I wasn't cheating on this question. I was cheating on this question. And points to the other one.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, cool. Thank you, man. Oh.
Good, man. But I was thinking about this, like because you study in America, like how clean is you guys' toilet in your school? Because in Vietnam, like the toilet is just, yeah, it's really terrible, man. It's like, yep.
Man, okay, so I went to public schools. I was in private schools and like charter schools, they were nice, but I went to LA public schools, man, and those, you only went in there to pee and do drugs, and that was it. Like, out of all my years in high school, I only took a shit once, and that's because I only took a shit in the toilet once, that's because, like, I was, like, right away from first period, my stomach was hurting. I was like, nope, gotta wait till I get home. Like, second, third period, fourth period comes around. This is, like, after midday already. Fourth period is, like, around 1 o'clock. My stomach is hurting and I have to go. And I was like, all right, where can I go where nobody's going to walk in on? I go in. I mean, it's just, there's always like a film of liquid everywhere in the boys' restroom. It's not water. It's just, it coats everything. It's just that like greasy. And I'm like squatting. I was like, all right, nobody's coming in. I'm like mid shit. And I hear the door open. Hey, who's taking a shit? I was like, fuck. They were gnarly, like it was like a mix of piss and sweat, water, and just that smell.
I really want to see a Vietnamese version of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, man. Just
the third movie is going to be Harry Potter and the staff infection. That's the after Chamber of Secrets.
Just Tom Riddle tearing down the pages from his diary for new toilet papers, man. Just
that's great.
That's the thing. There's no toilet paper or like water.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta literally like use what you got, you know?
That's the hose.
We had toilet paper. We had toilet paper in the restroom. That's the one thing I'm ready for.
I caught that.
Yeah, me too, man. Just me. Just because you're a horse doesn't mean you can do anything, man.
I'm just a man. I've seen toilets in American schools, like in movies. You know that type of movies where it's like it's like an urban school, an urban high school, and there's like white teacher coming in to save the day.
We had a few of those in high school. They only lasted like 1 or 2 years in my high school. Yeah, man. So if I can paint a picture, if I remember my high school restroom, like you just walk in, there's like carved tagging in the walls and the stalls, spray paint in the walls. Again, everything's moist. I think our mirrors were like metal. Like they weren't actual mirrors because they could break. So our mirrors were metal. And yeah, man, it was just wet and disgusting. You only went there to take a piss. If you had to shit, you wait till you get home.
Yeah.
Were they like graffiti?
Yeah, graffiti, like carved into the tile and into the mirror, into like the metal mirror too. Yeah, man. LA public school system right there.
Yeah.
Built character.
Pretty good stuff. So actually speaking of like public school system, schools around the world are coping with, you know, like the pandemic, how to ensure that kids return to school safely, how can they learn in a sanitary environment. So it's gonna look at some measures. So this guy is obviously disinfecting the classroom.
I need that guy for our restrooms.
Just like every 20 minutes. And here's the classroom with protective shields.
That's crazy.
That's kind of bougie,
right?
Bougie. And then there's hula hoops, probably a PE Kind of looks like one of those really progressive European school.
Yeah,
this one is in Belgium. This one is in Flemish.
I mean, obviously you have to disinfect the wheel, the wheelbarrows and the hula hoops.
No, that's your wheelbarrow. You take that home with you. That's your responsibility.
You roll back home.
Yeah.
You ride on it.
Yeah.
It's just some more protective measures. So obviously you have the canteen, also the shield as well.
Hello. Where's the fun?
Yes, I know. You cannot sneeze your friend's food.
How can you sneeze in your friend's food anymore, man?
I'm a fan. This should be there no matter what. I don't want you to spit on my food.
Yeah. I mean, what's going to happen to food fight?
Yeah.
It's just going to be a game of battleship.
Muffins, E3. Yeah.
And also, you have a PE class as well. People have to wear a face mask. And so I read somewhere, like, back in China, like, a few kids die because they couldn't breathe to the face mask while they were running during PE.
Fucking was it around their necks? was it a face mask or was it a pre-existing condition? I don't know, man.
Yeah, but it's okay, you know. Just look at China's population. I think they'd be fine with the one or two kids carry your owl up.
Not touching that one. You're on your own with that joke.
Checking us down, Wee. Come on.
I'm sorry, cheese, not my friend.
Yeah, but obviously.
That is.
I mean, also some schools they have to do like.
Live in Belgium. Come get him. I have nothing to do with him.
You're getting canceled, Hui. Sorry.
Man, I don't want 1.3 billion hanging up on me. That's like the worst. That's like the worst Yegao ever.
Shit.
Okay. So how many of you guys have a COVID test? Anything like that?
Oh.
No. I tried to signal them that I need some tests, but no.
Yeah, Hanoi has been handling the pandemic pretty well, so
yeah.
We haven't found a need for the test. There actually have been people who have been tested in Hanoi. Sorry, I mean to say I haven't found a need for the test because I haven't been at high exposure while living here in Hanoi, Vietnam.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you guys for that. I appreciate you. Yeah.
No worries, yeah. It's great. Funny thing is schools are back in reopened in Ireland, and funny that there was a case where an entire classroom was sent off because they had found positive case.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, my niece, I was talking to my mom the other day. Thankfully, my niece, she's doing online schooling. They're not back. So my niece and my nephew. So I'm happy. They're back in LA. But I don't know, man. I think LA, like America's about to experience, I feel, they're about to experience a teacher shortage.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, don't pay a teacher, man. Pay nothing. Crazy.
First of all, you don't pay them enough. Like, I remember back in my high school, some teachers would, sell chips and snacks because when I was in middle school, they outlawed all unhealthy snacks. So, no pizzas, you had to eat baked chips, not fried chips and stuff like that. So yeah, some of my teachers made a side hustle selling them.
Man, that's some fucked up dystopia shit.
right. So yeah. I can imagine there's going to be a lot of teacher shortages in the U.S.
Yeah, tough being teachers. There's much pressure, underpaid.
Yeah. You can't even date a student anymore. Like, what's the point? I remember back in the days, they used to send teacher to be, the last year of the students in the college for teaching to school to test teaching.
Yeah.
And I remember every year there was always it's because we were 17 and the teacher was 22, so it was really close. It's not even it's not even the respect is not even there. We're just there to hit them. We got a phone number, we start texting. She started texting me back. I was
suddenly things get interesting.
Yeah. I was I teach you something, okay.
you got some extra tuition.
Yeah, man, it was good. But
Jesus, Leo.
Oh my God. We're gonna get so canceled after this.
this is
just a reminder: we don't endorse underage relationship. Underage.
She's overage.
Teach. I was just gonna remind our audience that we do not endorse teacher-student relationship, underage relationship, pedophilia, in any form whatsoever.
Hey, it doesn't count. It does not happen in the school. Okay, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So we're just gonna move on to our final segment. Which imagine like a 18-year-old kid who doesn't know what to do. So obviously, you guys gonna give him some advice on what to do.
Well, I mean, like you shouldn't take the history degree because otherwise you turn into me.
Oh, come on, man. That's just low.
Exactly.
Wrong answers only. All right. Go with liberal arts anthropology degree. It'll only steer you in the right direction, man.
Yeah.
Liberal arts, anything. Just forget the bachelor's of science, man. Who needs to be a nerd? Go to college, get that L, you know, get that BA.
Yeah.
Get that BA in liberal arts.
Theater science.
With a double major in whatever.
Media studies.
Mm-hmm. Right. Media studies, theater science. Theater science is really taking off. The technology that they're developing right now is amazing. That's an up-and-coming field.
Exactly.
Okay,
Leo, what are you?
Here's the wrong advice. Follow your dream.
Just go there and
do what you like to do, and you know that's.
There's
guarantee
never,
you fuck it up.
Right,
you can fly.
I'll be like, you know what? There's never a shortage of psychology majors. You know, there's never a shortage. It'll never steer you wrong. You know,
there's never a shortage of crazy people.
You're just hiring them. All right, I got another wrong answer. Look, if you don't know what you want to do, rack up 40, 50K in debt. You'll find out what you want to do real fucking quick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Rack up those loans, kids.
Put yourself in a situation where you can excel, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Pressure.
Right. Yeah, just go build a house in Africa.
Fuck it. Keep deferring them, you know? Keep deferring the loans, man. Nobody keeps track of the interest.
Nope.
Well, I mean, don't be a painter. If you could become the leader of Germany, you know.
Exactly.
Everyone remembers his name, you know. He's
a good guy.
He's a good guy.
has some K-pop haircut too. Looks. Mm-hmm.
His value is still going strong today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see it with your own eyes too, right?
Yeah, every day, man.
Yes.
You know what? Copy and paste articles. Your professor will respect you. They're just gonna respect that middle.
Just like Wikipedia and everything.
Wikipedia is the best source for all your citations. Should strictly only be Wikipedia. That's it. Your bibliography should only include Wikipedia.
And there's a really good way to not get caught. Plagiarism is if you copy from the Vietnamese Wikipedia and you paste them into Google Translate, there's no way it's gonna figure it out. There's no way. I already tried that shit. No way. And then paste that shit into Word and it fixes you all the grammatical errors. Look at that.
Okay.
All three apps. Synergy, man.
It's the key.
Oh man.
Yeah. Also, to wrap this up, my final wrong advice would be get a girl pregnant in college. Always help out. Always works out for people.
Man, I try, man. Didn't happen.
With that teacher or what? Oh, with who?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Did you get that teacher pregnant, Leo?
Well, she's not a teacher yet, you know.
Oh, she dressed as a teacher, right?
Yeah, of course she's not teaching yet because she got fired after sleeping with you.
Exactly.
You ruined her life.
You ruined her life.
Like now, I'm still Facebook friends with her, and like she's not teaching anymore because I don't see her posting any like teaching shit. But like she's like moving to the countryside, like just living like a very, you know, very peaceful life. So like, all right, yeah, man, do whatever works for you. Yeah.
All right. What teacher did you have the hots for? That's my question. What teacher did you have the hots for? We all had a crush on a teacher.
Oh yeah. That was one of the teachers have really big boobs. That's the only one, man. It was like the entire school. One big boob teacher. And like she think that we were listening to her, but no, it was
man. I mean, what subject was this?
It was the she teach like the subject called technology and agriculture. So she talk a lot about planting
soil, you know,
sowing
your seeds.
Yeah, talk a lot about, you know, kind of tighten it up, you know, push ups, brush, yeah, milk, like that, yeah.
Yeah, milking cows.
Yeah.
I used to have this teacher, and like she has like, you know, just like what Leo said, you know, and but the thing is like her name is Tao. So just like just fit with every stereotypes of a teacher Tao, you know, just probably Eric doesn't know about this whole teacher Tao, right?
It's a legend.
Yeah, it's a legend.
It's a legend.
Teacher Tao is a grassroots student wrote like sex story, like not like porn, but literally like words, like novel,
like erotic literature,
like, erotic fan. And that's like the first thing that like every student read that like got them like, oh shit,
yeah,
oh shit, something's right. Moving.
Manya, what about you? Oh, yeah, my sorry,
yeah, my I don't know, like shit, I don't think so. No,
for me, it was I had a teacher, sixth grade. When I got to middle school, my homeroom teacher, I had a crush on her. It was because, like, in elementary school, all my teachers in elementary school were like built like a bag of flour, you know. And my homeroom teacher in middle school, she was relatively young. She just got out of college, just got her teaching degree, and she was bad.
Bad. You know, like sixth grade is a time where you started to, you know, kind of feeling.
It was around the time. It was like this little. Obviously it was a schoolboy crush, but yeah, I had a crush on my homeroom teacher in sixth grade, Miss Rico. Yeah,
Any of your students when you were teaching in Vietnam has a crush on you, Eric? I mean, like, if maybe something happened, we won't report to the police, but like, we just want to.
No. It was really awkward when I was a teacher, and there was a girl that had a crush on me. Because her friend ousted her to me. And I was like, oh, like, I just didn't pay attention to it. I was like, all right, I'm not about to, nope, not going to pay attention. But, like, throughout the year, like, you could just tell, like, you know, like, oh, man, every time, because you got to give students feedback, and every time I give her feedback, you can tell she's, like, very attentive, like, very, and I saw her notebook had a heart, and it was, like, her name, and then Mr. Eric in the heart. I was like, oh, there you go.
Yeah. Probably get a lot of Eric Nepjai. Don't you? Hey, Eric Epjai. You know, Teacher Eric's handsome. Yeah.
No, I got a lot of Teacher Eric Mutt. That's what I get. I got a lot of that. But yeah. That I know of, only one. Just my first year. One of my ninth graders had a crush on me. And yeah, it was just generally.
You're like dread very, very carefully.
Well, no, like, I just, like, you acknowledge it. Like, yeah. I had a crush on my teachers. Like, it's just a thing that happens, but you don't, you know, just treat everybody same, you know? Yeah.
Cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so on that note, that's our show for this week. Thank you so much, first of all, to our guest, Eric Garcia.
Eric.
And thank our you. Two panelists, Leo Nguyen and Huy Doan. Thank you guys so much. See you next time.
Y'all take care. Have a good weekend.
All right. See ya.
Don't worry too much, y'all.
Yep.
Don't fuck a teacher. Okay, bye.
All right. I'll see you. Bye, y'all. Thank you very much, man. See you, week.
Yep.
Cheers.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't hesitate to follow our social media for updates and all the cool stuff. If you like what you have heard, be one of our patrons on Patreon for exclusive content and to keep this hot pot boiling. See you next time and stay in school.